Hello, all of you listeners of the chat. It is time for a brand new episode. But before we get started, we would like to congratulate Dana Sparks, who is best known for her stint as Grace and Faith on the NBC and DirecTV soap opera Passions. She has beat the coronavirus, so congratulations to her. And also, we have to extend our prayers to Ingo Rademacher's career, which we will get into later. First...
Okay.
Oh, ah!
Prayers. I'm done.
Okay. I thought he was going to say Jordy. I thought he was going to say something about Jordy, but no.
Casey, you got me with that. You got me. Okay. Carry on.
So anyway, Tiggs, how are you doing today?
I'm fine, Casey. How are you?
Doing lovely, as always. Rodrigo, how are you?
I'm doing well, as can be.
Alexandra Spalding-Sarapa, how are you?
I'm okay, so I'm an introvert, so I'm fine staying at home, watching current files. No biggie.
Okay, I'm like, my birthday is in past, is in fucked up, quarantine bucket. I'm eating shit.
Tell us all.
And the lovely D. Forrester, how are you?
You know, I'm doing way better than Jeff and Jeff's career right now.
And like I mentioned, we will get into that. We will discuss it all. Ingo showing out on Twitter. Nancy Lee Grahn having to protect herself. We'll get into all of it. But first, let's talk about some good news. The latest ratings are in as our quarantine continues. And Days of Our Lives was the only soap opera to gain viewers from the previous week and viewers from last year, bringing them up to a 2.2. Alan, take this away. Why do you think quarantined television viewers want to tune in to Days of Our Lives?
It is less shitty than ourselves, basically. That's what it comes down to. It's more, Days are watchable than Young and Restless or General Hospital or Little Beautiful, even with the community theater budget. The writing's better. Well, the production values are... But people would rather tune in to see Marlena in danger and terrible, a baby reveal and all that, than fucking people just sitting around doing nothing on Young and Restless.
True, which they were down quite the heap of viewers.
No, that's cold.
Dee, what is your favorite storyline in Salem right now that you think viewers should really watch for?
I'm just waiting for my beautiful Stefano Demira to come back on the scene, because it's coming up. The stabby scenes are going to be hot. You already know they're going to be fire. But I'm dazed right now. I mean, I'm a shipper, so I'm getting fed. I got my air cold, you know, my Briston, like this whole baby reveal is finally coming out. I mean, my ships are there. It's just blowing up right now. But I'm saying, like, Stefano gone right now, and old boy's eyes is out again, so he's back to being patched. You know, it's just like, no matter who you ship or who you like, all of the storylines are making progress, and they're moving forward, which was a big old stagnant thing, and you know, Alani ought to be with having sex. So, you know, it's just like seeing they having sex. You know, it's just like, I don't think it's one particular storyline over another, it's just I can watch the entire show and not be wanting to flip over to General Hospital. Like, they come on at the same time. I'm not, it's not that much of a big competition. I can actually watch the whole show and not be hitting the fast forward button because there's a little bit of everything. So it's not like you're on Bold and Beautiful where you know it's one storyline and then you have another storyline. And most of the time it's just that one storyline with some other people talking about the A story. You know, so it's like, with them, there's a whole bunch of different things going on. There's a whole bunch of different interactions. They have, you know, fan favorites woven in there. They're doing a really good job with their vets, but their vets are not taking over the whole damn show. So it's like,
it's a good mix. So it's not like one storyline that you're just like, oh my god. It's just like there's like three or four that you can go to, and then if you want to hit the fast forward button, you can still do that. But I haven't been fast forwarding lately, which means like the show is a little bit more balanced than I think it's been in a while. So I'm kind of liking it.
So, Rodrigo, talk to me a little bit about what's going on as people continue to view our soaps in quarantine, and also Days of Our Lives time slot competitor. Do you think it's going to end up being a vote with your remote situation?
Well, first of all, I think Ron concluding these stories is what's bringing people back and getting viewers interested again. Because I'll admit for myself, the time jump, I was not loving. I didn't like certain aspects of it. But the one thing you can say about Ron Colabrati, he will give you some good payoff for hanging on to these stories. Because this reveal with the baby switch is some classic good soap. It is involving so many couples. You got Erica, you got Zara, you got Kristen, you have all those factions coming together, and it's just exploding all at once. So that's a huge umbrella that's breaking apart. And I'm really getting into that. I'm so glad that Stephen O'Shea is over, because I was not amused by any of that shit. I don't see a way like that. And I'm sure Stephen Hicks was at a ball trying to play the ghost of Joe Mascolo, but that wasn't it, partner, wasn't it? It was not his woman. When Anna did her single white female spikes on his eye, I was like, thank you, Jesus, it's over. Because I was done. And I'm ready for Patch and Kayla to get back together, which you know that's where they're going. And then you're going to mix in Justin and that little triangle. And so you'll see the fallout on that. Things are just, they're firing on all cylinders. And they have 8 months worth of this shit in the can anyway. Which gives me hope as someone that's going to be stuck in my house. I mean, at least I'll be able to watch the 80s, maybe the continuing new episodes. So.
Umbrella story. Oh my god.
Umbrella.
It's a good umbrella story.
Yeah.
And it actually is a true umbrella. It's not like I'm General Hospital. It's an actual umbrella and an arc that involves just the entire cast.
These are people we care about. Unlike GH, where we have two twin-like characters no one gives a shit about, and we're caring about their point of view. But this show shows everyone's point of view. These are best. These are people that have connections to veteran characters on the show. Like, it's people I care about on day. So, like, Rogers is doing a hell of a job. The other competitors, I don't know what they need to do. Lionar, they have the ingredients, they just don't want to mix it together. I don't understand why. The ingredients are right there in front of them.
Well,
everyone, you should have got it. Bold,
they need a master
shift. Hello? Bold. Bold, I know you try, Brad, you try to, like, get back to it, but sometimes just lazy, partner. You're lazy, you're not doing what you need to be doing. Again, another show that has the ingredients is Endeavor when it executes shit. The only thing I'll give Young and Arrested, they're the best at giving classic episodes. Because that 1993 classic episode they showed last week.
Yeah.
Baby. If they keep doing that on Fridays, they'll get ratings right away. Because I will tune in to some good classic Young and Arrested.
So, now, Tiggs, Rodrigo was speaking on the other shows and what he thinks they can do to kind of get to where Days is in terms of enjoyability. Do you think that when the other soaps go back into production, if Days continues to climb the ratings, that head writers at the other shows should take a note of what Days has been doing?
Of course they should, but they're not.
Brad Bell knows what he needs to be doing. Who the fuck is his dad? He knows what the fuck he needs to be doing, but he ain't gonna do it because he's a lazy bastard. Michelle Valjean needs to be writing that damn show, and he needs to be the executive producer. He needs to be writing the checks. He don't be writing shit. Not when it comes to story, but he not. Hey, GH,
Like, GH, like, just get off the bullshit. Nobody gives a fuck about Sonny and Carl. Nobody gives a fuck about Sam and Jason. Nobody fucking cares. It's not 2003 anymore. Nobody fucking cares. These motherfuckers are not Victor and Nikki. They're not John and Marlene. Cut the fucking bullshit. Y'all don't even write them in character anymore. Just let it go. Let it go. Let it fuck go. Like, yes, GH has improved. Like, the writing has improved. But, I mean, it has. But when you have fucking hacks, like Gene Passanante and Shelley Altman, you can't go nowhere with them. So, I mean,
You can't write shit like that, Carly Rewrite. You did like, you cannot do shit like that. And expect
That's bullshit.
Like, no. Accept shit like that when they know, we know the history of the show. You try to
exactly.
Like,
and
I'm like, no, that's the shit right there. At least with Ron, he respects the history. He's gonna, he's gonna play into the history. You are going to rewrite shit that don't make any sense whatsoever. So Nell was a whole 7 years. Nell was a whole 7 years old. Ahead of Michael. So what?
You know, and I was reading.
Sandra Brown killed Carly. Like, that, she is still my Carly. She will always be my Carly.
Yeah.
In fact, they sat there and took that history and she came in like a wrecking ball into poor Joel. I'm not even trying to go into all of that.
You know what I'm
Well, and also, same thing with Cynthia Watros. Here's the thing. I love Cynthia. I adore Cynthia.
Oh, this is what they were doing.
You know, and I love Cynthia.
So as she gets dark hair off in this flashback, like, I still have it on VHS the first time we saw this woman. How did her hair color change like that? What are y'all doing?
She doesn't have no glasses on.
Well, and I adore Cynthia, but the issue... The issue that I had... The issue that I have with Cynthia is that I loved Cynthia on Guiding Light, of course, Annie Dutton, before, for some reason, they brought in skinny-ass Sydney Coleman when they didn't need to. And, you know, Cynthia deserved that Emmy that she won. And I liked Cynthia on Lost and that MTV show when I saw snippets of it. But for me, Cynthia just doesn't work in daytime anymore. Not because of the stupid writing she's been given, but for me, I don't think she can click in that daytime pace anymore. But she's still a fabulous actress, but General Hospital in this role of Nina clearly is not working.
No, yeah, not for her. They actress, wrong role.
Yeah.
No, she's not, and they still wrote Nina like a crazy fucking bitch.
Oh, she'd have it, yeah.
Like, yes.
She'd be winning another daytime Emmy.
That's kind of the thing with Cynthia. Like, she's a great actress, but she kind of has a shtick. And her shtick is psycho bitch. The same thing with Roger Howard. Roger Howard has a shtick. It's like, he never really clicked his paw on As the World Turns, but he's Roger Howard. So we dealt with it. And I mean, I liked him with Emily. I liked him with Big. He was okay with Roseanne. Cute, whatever. But no, he will always be Todd fucking man.
Yeah, his shtick is supposed to be the Roger Thorpe.
Like, you know, he's not like a Katie McClain. He's not like a Juliet. He's not a Martha Byrne. He just can't.
He's not a
Mara West. He just has a stick.
You know, he's a one trick pony.
You know, Carly should still be in the trailer park. Like, when did they get a condo?
She got a condo.
I mean, part of what made Carly Carly is that she was very poor in the trailer park. So how are you gonna go rewrite Money
Club? And even that was still a stretch back in the '90s. Like, how the fuck this couple in the trailer park be able to adopt his kids?
Well, and you know,
but
I just
damn saying that we bought it, and the writing was better.
There's no reason to retcon the history when you have so much of it.
Yeah, They had already played the Carly History years ago.
Yeah.
They already played the...
And it was done very well.
Holly Roberts. She's the real Holly Roberts coming to town. Come on.
That was done then, too.
I agree, Tiggs, yeah.
It made sense. She came out of nowhere. Why does this bitch not like Carly? Bitch, because I'm the real Carly, bitch.
I agree. I liked it.
I like that story.
Well, hey, let no listen here, because
I didn't like that. Apparently, Carrie Ward didn't like it either. She moved the motherfucker.
If we could put up, if we could put up with Alan liking Natalie on One Life to Live, then nobody else's feet to the fire needs to be held on what they liked and didn't like on a soap. Oh.
You know, like I said, Natalie wasn't bad as long as she was away from John. Because on that One Life to Live reboot, I liked her because John was...
Oh, I liked her on the One Life reboot. It's just
yeah,
before
that.
Mm.
That was fun. Just like how I liked Zach without him.
Well, and I liked Kendall without Zach, let me be clear. Well, anyway. Well, we won't get into that because that. Well, we won't get into that because that's a whole nother podcast. But so, yeah, I think that this could end up being a vote with your remote situation as long as General Hospital has new episodes to air, which they do for, what, like another 4 weeks? So, yeah, we'll just see what happens. Hopefully Days continues to climb. They certainly deserve it. Speaking of things that are deserved, Vanessa Antoine continues to deserve her success as her primetime series Dickstown heads to Bet Plus. Rodrigo, will you be watching?
I know,
we get it. It was to make things a little quick. We get it. It's BET.
Really Anglo-Saxon in that moment. I didn't hear me do that, please.
You guys, oh my God. Jesus. Anyway.
That's like somebody calling somebody named Shaniqua Shaneka.
Okay, see, now if you do that, that's wrong. You know, it's like when people who, like new actors, show up on The Young and the Restless, and they're like, oh, I get to play a new character in Genoa City.
It's like how they called Devon Devon.
Oh, my God.
Look at it on paper.
I was watching an old interview with Brighton yesterday when, like, he first started on the show, and the interviewer said, so tell us a little about the character of Devon. I said, who?
Oh, like, what?
So, anyway.
It's like Lamon, or Chief. Yeah, they call him Lamon, and he's like, it's Lamon. Alan, I heard you with that white people. I heard
So,
Casey, can you say BET Plus for me, please?
BET Plus. There you go. One of the lowest rated networks on television. So
yeah, they don't give a
anyway, Rodrigo, will you be watching Vanessa's Digstown?
Yes.
No, that one was just to give you guys a hard time. No. That one was just to give you guys a hard time.
My girl Vanessa Antoine, I'm so happy for her. She deserves this. I don't want to see this show, but it's on CBC, I think, back in Canada, so I don't know.
Rodrigo, are you fucking up shit too? Did you say CDC?
CBC.
It is CBC.
He did not say CDC, Diggs. Oh, God.
Diggs Town got the virus. They got the
Okay, well, so, I can speak to Big Town because I've been bootlegging it for over a year now.
We do not.
That's what I heard.
I heard the show is bomb. It's a great show.
It really is.
This is the show that General Hospital can kiss her ass for because she went and did that and they didn't want her to come back on the show. But she had the last laugh, and now she's on BET Plus, which is slowly regaining viewability. If you see some of the shows on BET Plus,
BET Plus is where it's at.
That's because Tyler Perry got them butt ass naked over there.
But, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Butt booty ass naked.
Everything.
Oh, Lord. I almost want to give my food stamps over to BET Plus.
Stop.
What is that?
Hey, whatever works, but I think whenever she's on a good network, I think it's great. She's going to find a new American audience for the show. They haven't watched it overseas, maybe watched it in Canada, so I'm very happy for her. So hopefully it's a big success. I have more many seasons to go, and I'm very excited. So I'm going to check it out just for her because I just think she's so talented and she deserves it. So.
Well, and, you know, I think she's definitely going the right way by having the show be on BET Plus. You're welcome, Tiggs. because, you know, we do see BET itself is one of the lowest rated networks because all of broadcast is trending down. However, BET Plus was successful right out of the gate. And so this could be huge for the show and in turn huge for Vanessa. So it will be interesting to see where things go there. Now, Tiggs, another show that has gone to a streaming service to rerun its first season is Ambitions. So, Ambitions went on the Starz app and Starz On Demand. Are you hoping that this will bring a second season for Jamie Gittin's primetime soap opera?
That would be great. I'm all for Jamie winning and doing what he needs to do. If this brings it, hey. I don't understand why I canceled Ambitions anyway, when it's better than any of that bullshit Tyler Perry putting on. But Tyler Perry got a brainwashed cult following, just aunties and church grandmamas and all of them. The acting could be bad, storyline could be bad. They just don't care. That's just, I don't understand it. I try to watch that shit, and I'm just like, what the hell is this? I don't understand. But but hey, he got my attention with the BET Plus. He's doing all that. I saw some man get abbed up and just dick popped out. I said, wait a minute. Well, that's what we doing at the BET Plus?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Let me get my food stamps together and pay for this.
Okay. So, Alan, let's head over to our daytime talk shows now. Rumor had it that after her contract was up in 2022, Joy Behar was going to be retiring from The View. However, she did go on the show and denied everything. What do you think about this, and do you think it's time for Joy to just put things to rest at that show?
No, because she's one of the few things people that are watchable. Was that a fucking goblin Megan McCain still on there? Stay on that show until she dies. Just ride it out until death. He does not feel like the type to enjoy retirement anyway, so why as well just work until he dies?
Alrighty.
I'm done. Oh
my god, Ellie. I'm so
different.
I'm
so different.
I agree. Like, no, fuck that. Joy needs to. Well, he went along respirators right now. But
Nutmeg more than what she does, but other than that, Joy's the only reason why I even remotely watch that show. What she's talking about? They better pay her. They better run her all the coins. They better run her that money.
And I mean, well, she's the only original. Ain't she the only original cast member of season 23? Like,
Joy, what else you want? Joy is 77, but Joy don't look it. Joy don't act.
Joy looks like a healthy 66. Go ahead, girl. That's what happens when you're on proper medication. You might as well fuck this.
Go ahead, girl. Run out that money. Run out that
bag. But if not, go ahead and get Rosie's old cat looking ass back. She'll beat up Megan McLean when she's had that bag. Go ahead.
Lord.
That would be so great.
And then say she's got feelings for
her.
Well, somebody that all of daytime wanted to beat the brakes off of this past week was Ingo Rademacher. This is...
Yeah, that's a good segue.
Thank you. I bet they wanted to beat him up. So anyway, this may be a sensitive subject for some to discuss, but it definitely needs to be discussed so we can call Ingo out for not being able to essentially recognize his own white privilege and contributing to the racism here in America. So Ingo, first off posted about the coronavirus on his Instagram, and called it out as the derogatory term, the Chinese virus, which is leading to racism against the, Asian continent at this time. And then he also said that racism, doesn't exist in America and that America is not a racist country. And he capped it all off by bringing Nancy Lee Grand's name into it, which right now is, of course, once again, his General Hospital co-star. And Nancy, in my opinion, did the right thing and blocked him. And then Ingo went on a rant about that, calling her out for being more liberal than his racist conservative ways, in my opinion. Got to take a breath. So, Rodrigo, take it away. Talk to me about your thoughts on this, and do you think that ABC and General Hospital should fire Ingo?
First off, Ingo Rademacher is a racist asshole. He's a jerk. He's an idiot. He's a fool. He just stuck his mouth in his career is over. Because once you fuck with some Twitter, once you fuck with the sensitive topic, what in your mind? We are all at home right now during this time. So we are all on the Twitter right now. Everybody's on the Twitter, bored out their motherfucking mind. So you bring up this topic at this time. You want to act a fool at this time. You want to get dragged at this time. And you want to pull in your co-star at this time as well. You want to pull in Nancy Lee Grand for what? What, you thought you could get her? Because she said something. Let me go. Nancy Lee said some dumbass shit herself, but she has never gone this far.
Amen.
The way she never gone this far. Even that whole Viola Davis thing, that was just some type of. She apologized for that quickly, and then that was. We forgot about that. You apologize, girl. We're sorry. You suck. Ingo is not sorry for what he said. He continued to go on. I saw all the receipts. Thank you, Dee. Dee was showing some receipts on Twitter. And this man would not let go. And I had to put something on and say, you talk too much and you never shut up. You don't shut up. And he's done this before. Like, he went on a rant before supporting Trump. This is definitely one of the Bold and Beautiful during that time. And I was like, seems like he's on the right, I guess that's a show he wants to be on, he thinks that's a platform he has to say he's saying, that's whatever, I let that go, whatever. And I was one of the few that was very excited he's coming on General Hospital. I love the character Jack since the 90s, that was the time that GH was on fire, Sonny Bang the Jacks, was the hottest time of the 90s, all that.
Ever.
But now, I look at your scene, sir, and I want to spit at the TV. Mm-hmm. I want to shut your scenes off. And I hope Frank looks at this. And I know you're online, Frank. I know you look at all this shit. And it gets reprimanded. Whether he gets fired, retested. I said Paul Layden was free. And I said what I said. Paul Layden is free.
And then everyone was naming every other Australian actor, like, what's Daniel got? I mean, I even think of Daniel got, I don't give a fuck. That's what you you know, like...
Thanks.
Because you're white, you're rich, and you're privileged. And no matter what happens in this
okay, motherfucker. That's why you think he's doing a good goddamn job. Because the motherfucker is not. If you think he's going to be doing a good job, it's one of your old punk-ass friends that you said that with dies of the rock. Or you think dies of the rock. Then it's going to be a motherfucker rock. And then it ain't going to be a rock. But he's doing the best he can. Fuck you. Now fuck Eagle Watermarker. He better not have no job. But it's time to go back. Motherfucking. Where they at? Shit. I didn't know the name of the damn studio. But yeah, when they got to go back there, because that's the Hollywood, goddamn it.
Okay, so I do want to talk to Alan about Nancy's response to all of this. A fan tweeted her and asked for her response, and Nancy said, "I have seen these posts and will not engage. It is not my job to save anyone, nor do I feel any responsibility for my castmates. No one can use my name for anything unless I give it credence. I have not and do not. I can only lead by example. I intend to do my very best at that." So, Alan, talk to me about what you thought of Nancy's response, and what do you think General Hospital should do?
Well, I thought Nancy's response was very classy. She could have grabbed her by Luke short of curly and just yanked real hard on there, but she didn't. She kept it classy. See, which is, knowing her, she could have really went there and dragged his ass straight to hell, but they should fire him. But if they fire him, it might be a little illegal because he could play his First Amendment. Here's what they do. Playing with storyline dictated. Oh, we don't have any storyline rejection anymore. He's just going to go back to Australia and be done with him. Because if they just fire him for storyline reasons, Ingo can't sue because he can't prove it otherwise. So he's just fucked and he'll be fucking broke. And he'll be fucking Antonio Smaller Jr. You're all over again. Begging for work on Twitter, like a loser, and I'll be happy.
There's always real estate.
As we all know, soap opera's main audience has always been women. And also, a huge chunk of that audience is Black women. So how do you feel as a soap fan who has stuck around for so long, and then an actor that we've all grown to love comes out with his true colors?
I know that people feel the way that he feels. I know that. I know that it exists in the world. Anybody with a Twitter account will know that there are people out there like that. I just can't believe that he would twist his own stuff to do it in such a public forum. And then when the main people that are on there, the main detractors that are saying things to him are African-American women, and he is just poo-pooing the things that we're saying, we're talking to him, it's not just people that are cussing him out, mind you. It's people that are trying to have, like, open dialogue. But if it's not the dialogue that he doesn't want to hear, he doesn't want to hear it. So if you don't want to hear what I have to say, why should I tune in to watch you on TV? Now, I've gone to bat for you. I mean, I tried to give you a chance on Bold and the Beautiful. You made those little comments, and I let it go. You came on General Hospital, I'm like, okay, maybe they're going to do something with Jack. Maybe he's in his feelings because, you know, Jack got deported, you know, the last time he was around. Maybe that's where this is coming from. Maybe he has some residual issues. But the African-American community, African-American women, let's keep it real. We have held daytime down for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
And for you to make these comments, to say these things, to make these inflammatory statements, that you know that they're inflammatory, you know that you're making these people angry, you're banking on the fact that there's all these other people out there that feel the way that you feel to carry you over. But the same way as elections, we also, black women, we also carry the ratings. How do you think we're going to feel? And think about his co-stars. Think about the African-American people that work with him every day.
Yes.
And he's making these statements, and he gets on the internet making these statements, making them talk each other. How do you think they feel? And then they're going to have to go back and work with these men.
Well, let's go back to Vanessa. Vanessa Antoine's comment on how she was tweeted on set. You know, do we really have to bring that up to make Ingo see that even according to Vanessa, which I truly believe is a real situation happening on that set, that cast members of color are not favored over the white counterparts? So
they're not.
Dee, what do you say about that as well?
Okay, what happened to her? I mean, look at Chloe, who ran off of Twitter, Chloe, for her stupid, insensitive comments, Chloe.
Mm-hmm.
She can hop in and out of that studio whenever she wants to, have carte blanche and do whatever. Vanessa wanted to stay on General Hospital. She wanted to stay there and do both shows. She felt value in Jordan Ashford. She wanted to continue to carry that out, and they told her no and went and found the first semi-black person that they could find up in there. They had some kind of acting credentials and shoved them in there. This is what we're doing? I mean, it's sad that the same thing happened with Valerie. Oh, so we're all just replaceable. And then you just find the first black person that you can find. When Brittany left, which I don't blame Brittany for leaving, anybody with two brain cells would automatically hop to the number one daytime show. But look at how fast they replaced her. And then as soon as these women leave, oh, then they give them front burner storylines to people that, really? After all the years, after all the loyalty, if you don't treat your actors like that, ABC, the mouth, they have a problem on their hands, and somebody needs to deal with it.
And it's so crazy because look how much money Shonda Rhimes has made these motherfuckers over the last 15 years. You would think, black people bring in ratings, black people bring in money, but at the end of the day, they truly don't give a fuck about General Hospital. Mickey Mouse only gives a fuck about if it's making the checks in the balance. And that's what Frank's been doing for the last 8-9 years. That's all they care about. They don't care about money. They truly don't care about General Hospital. I think out of all four folks right now, the only network that really gives a fuck is NBC. NBC is like, we're so motherfucking happy that they've got so many goddamn episodes. Shit! But the rest of them got CBS. Yeah, they be a little bold and wild, blah, blah, blah. That's for the coronavirus shit. They're like, oh shit. ABC, like, oh shit. And the only reason ABC saying oh shit because they don't got another show to replace it with. Because trust me, if they had another show to replace it with that they knew was going to be a surefire winner, Machinks, General Hospital would be gone. Gone. Back when they canceled All Right to the Wise and Living and 2001 to all three of them motherfuckers out the door. But Brian Farrar bites his ass and talks for her.
And Rodrigo, before we go, I want to go back to you on this. And so when Ingo was continuing to reply about his feelings that America is not a racist country, he then said, there is a scale, yes, but it will go away with time. So what the hell do you think he meant with that when this very country was founded on racism?
I hope you can tell me. I'm waiting to see what he's going to tell me, because I'm waiting.
Because I'm still waiting.
We've had a lot of time.
Racism in Australia is way more insidious and just in your face blatant there. So maybe he thinks that this is nothing. Maybe it's all relative, but it's not relative.
I mean, I got one thing to say. one of the things some people saying that how Australia is, I was like, oh, really? Okay. I guess he came with that attitude in here to the state, and he thinks, oh, it's nothing. So, I just don't even want to talk about it. You make me sick. Single, you make me sick. I follow your dumbass. It's
nothing for me.
I see him on
the scene.
I want to vomit now. And that's bad on that. I mean,
watch days of my life
with
clear skin.
Well, the ironic part about this, when we're talking about black characters, is GH, the past month and a half, their stories are being read by the black characters. You can look at it. So there was one week they were on all 5 days a week. I had never seen that before in years on show. So, like, I don't know what's going on behind the scenes. I know Lonnie's out. I know the story. But I don't know. There's a change coming. I don't know. But Ingrid, you have to go on set and see all your black co-stars. I hope you're embarrassed. I hope they, like, read you your
mother. I hope they find something.
Yeah,
read your rights, because you deserve it. And I don't know. I don't know if you're going to do it. I know Frank doesn't even make a comment on this. No one said anything. He never commented on anything. No one on that show is saying anything. He ain't got to comment. Maybe see, look, it's some little weasel, some little snitch that works for ABC that's peeping that shit. Somebody going to get to Vanessa Varney, like, as soon as they get back to film. Go walk up and prospect 2 days ago. I'm like, oh, no, nigga, not you.
Nathan Varney was real quick to say he does not work at General Hospital.
Yeah. Nathan was out of there with the quickness. Nathan acted like. Nathan acted like General Hospital had the virus.
He's gone.
Yeah, yeah, did you not know that? Yeah, he.
I didn't know he was gone. Oh, no wonder
you're on Grey's Anatomy, baby.
Yeah, he now oversees Thursday night and a new drama that's coming on that sounds lackluster, just like General Hospital. Alan, I want you to have the final thought here, because Ingo went ahead and continued his rant, as we all know. One of the final things he says is... basically replied to Nancy, this is exactly why I posted this, just trying to balance out Nancy's point of view, and I know I'm a good person and certainly would not attack someone like, I know, certainly would not attack someone like you just did and bring racism into it. Think about what you're saying. Alan, is this another case of a soap star trying to get out of something, even though it's them and they've shown who they really are?
Well, we're trying to get out of it because we can't afford out of it because he just fucking shoved that foot all the way in now down the throat and it's out of his fucking colon. It's never coming out because no fans remember this shit. He brought up Nancy's name on top of it and now he's acting like she... He stopped it all in, but he's the one who brought her name up. She didn't do shit. She was just minding her own business, eating her food over there. He brought her name up. But I wouldn't be surprised if he actually doesn't get fired at all, because number 7BC threatening to break Chris's fingers, he only got tied and vexed by the scenes. Nothing ever really happened with Vlad except getting a slap on the wrist. So I wouldn't be surprised if Ingo just keeps on going and MAGA Central over there. And he's not the only MAGA over there.
Oh, no. No. Tingle's done. So we ain't seen Tanya J. Walker. And, like, Brian Craig ain't doing shit and they have not invited him back. Trust me.
Almost makes me think that they'll just wait till the end of his period that, now I want to backtrack here. Is Ingo on contract or is he on recurring?
Yes.
He is on contract? Okay. So, real quick, Alan, do you think they'll wait till the end of his contract then, just so they can cover their bases and say, well, you're out of your contract, we're not offering another one to you?
Well, they fire him, they get a new contract cycle, every 13 weeks. they can fire her ass. So it's like, do you fire him? Well, do you fire him that way to say he's afraid of the decision?
Alrighty. So, Tiggs, where can they find you on Twitter?
The best 11985.
Oh, that was so lovely. Dee, where can they find you on Twitter?
They can find me and all of my screenshots at TNG.
Rodrigo, where can they find you?
You can find me at RodrigoGrove81. And shout out to everybody, my followers, everybody. Hang on. We're almost there, hopefully. I have hope. But just hang on. And just, you know, we're going to get through this, okay? We will get through this.
And Alan, where can they find you?
You can find me at El Frazo. Stay safe, everyone. Watch TV, jerk off, do whatever.
Oh, God.
What Alan says.
God damn it, Alan.
You know what he said. You know what he said.
You can find me, I don't even know how to follow that up. You can find me at KCS Hutch. You can also get connected with our show on Twitter and Facebook at @thechat_podcast. And to echo what my co-host said, minus Alan, continue. Look, what you do in your room is your business. But continue to stay safe, everybody. And continue to fight this thing with us by staying in quarantine, watching your soaps, throwing darts at Ingo Rademacher's picture, whatever you have to do to make it through. And we will see all of you lovely people next week.